fabulous stuff. They're the, so how can I put it? The talent and the mood I create, it's never lost. That's what I really like about it. So when you finish this tour, are you going to sort of get together in the winter and sort of discuss about going up north? I mean, is it, or have you made sort of gentle inquiries at this stage, or is it something you're going to be looking at?
Well, the thing is that we do have a Facebook page. We're social media as well, as which is great these days. You know, it's great to keep in touch. So we have our Bootleg Shadows family, and you know, the dates come out where we are going to play, and there's always people that are a bit out of the catchment area, shall we say, say, oh, you've got to come and play here, or you've got to come and play there. And why don't you come up north? Why don't you go to Scotland? So we're having a look at that for 2025. I'm sort of having a look at that right now. You've got to plan quite a way ahead. It's got to be about a year ahead, and we're looking to cover a few more miles, I think, for next year. It would certainly be nice to, as we've got about 20 odd gigs for this year, it'd be nice to include some a little bit further north, as well as some of the old haunts as well.
I should think you'll get a warm welcome there. Right, now this last track you picked, I can remember this. I'll be totally honest with you, I wasn't, in the very early days, I wasn't a particular fan of Cliffs. But I particularly like this track because it's got the right sort of, how you describe it? It's got the right beat to it. It makes you move. And it's Move It by Cliff Richard and the Shadows. I do like this. Really nice. Here we go. And this, folks, you can definitely get up and have a little bop to. If you've not heard it before, you're in for a little bit of a treat. Here we go. Move It by Cliff and the Shadows.
Take that.